Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. You put 9 people in a group, somebody's going to feel like they're not getting enough shine. They're not getting seen enough. They're not getting enough opportunity. People are not giving them enough credit about what they're doing. But if everybody knows and accepts and agrees to their role up front, then no bitch assness will be allowed.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook, 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying, 25 Conversation Starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint, Buy a Game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to DreAllDay.com/survey and take the Work on Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. Any basketball player listening to this has dealt with this situation where your hands get sweaty during the game, and then it's hard to control the ball, hard to shoot, hard to catch the ball, may lead to turnovers and missed shots. Well, let me tell you about our newest sponsor. Point 3 Basketball has solved that problem. With their patented drive technology, they have dry hand zones on the side of the Point 3 Basketball shorts where you can actually dry your hands and wrists right there on the court in the middle of the game, no waiting for a timeout or somebody to give you a towel, so you don't lose the ball anymore because your hands got sweaty. Learn more about Point 3 Basketball, all of their gear, and try it for yourself by going to point3basketball.com. That's point and the number 3, basketball.com, and using the code WORK20 at checkout. That's WORK and the number 20 at checkout. Again, that website, point3basketball.com with the number 3, and use the code WORK20 at checkout. There is no audio experience that you could experience that is better than what you're listening to right now. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is why every group, that means if there's at least 2 people in the group, it could be 2,000, 2 million, or just 2, this group must establish leaders. There must be an establishment of leadership. who is in charge in this part right here? Who's in charge overall? Who is going to make the final decision if everyone cannot agree? Who's in charge of this area over here? Who's going to be in charge of this part over here? Why are we talking about this? Have you ever been in a vehicle? Some of you are in a vehicle right now as you're listening to this. Everybody's been in one before, right? Whether you were in an airplane or you were in a truck, whether you're in your own car that you drive every single day, you've been on the bus, you've gotten an Uber or a Lyft. How many seats were in that vehicle you were in? How many seats in your SUV? How many seats in your mid-sized car? How many seats in your sedan? How many seats in those cars? Usually it'd be 2 seats. If you got a sports car, maybe 4, maybe 6, 8, 10 seats. But how many steering wheels are there? Most cars only see one steering wheel. I mean, there are a few where there are 2 steering wheels. Actually, I don't even know if there's any with 2 steering wheels. Most cars I've ever seen only have 1 steering wheel. You stand out on the street any given day, stand on the sidewalk, actually, don't stand in the street. Stand on the sidewalk and watch cars go by. And you tell me, of 100 cars that go by, how many do you see that have any more than 1 steering wheel? See, problems occur when people who aren't in the driver's seat want to operate the vehicle. That's what happens in life. If any of you have ever been in a group that had the ability, based on whatever it is you were trying to do, the group had the ability to achieve the outcome or win the competition or whatever it was the group had come together to do, the ability to actually do it. The raw materials were there, but because of a conflict in leadership, that group was not as successful as it should have been. You've been a part of a group like that before. Maybe you are a part of a group like that right now. And the problem happens when people who are not in the driver's seat in certain areas or maybe in general, they want to operate the vehicle, but they're trying to operate it from the back seat or from the passenger seat or from being in the trunk or wherever the hell they are, anywhere but the driver's seat. And if roles have not been clearly established with this group from the beginning, not after you start, but from the beginning, that's going to create problems. And this is why today's topic is today's topic. This is why every group must establish who's who in that group and why everybody is who everybody is. If you ever listen to a story or read a story about a business startup, when there's a startup, there are multiple people involved, right? There'll be maybe the person who had the initial idea, or maybe it'd be a couple people who all take credit for it. They share credit for coming up with that main idea, whatever it is. It could be 3 people, 4 people, 5, 10. Usually it's a small group of people, somewhere around that set size, 2 people, maybe up to 4 or 5 people. But they establish a pecking order. They say, okay, when it comes to product, this person is going to be in charge. When it comes to marketing, it's this person over here. When it comes to the coding of our software, it's going to be this person over here. When it comes to merchandising, it'll be this person. So they establish in each area who's the person that's going to be in charge so that there are no conflicts later on down the line. And if there is a conflict, because conflicts will happen, when you put more than one person in a room, you're going to get conflicts. Now we know a way to solve it because, okay, who's the person in charge here? Who's higher on the hierarchy in this particular area? Okay, is this person? Okay, so we're going with what this person decided because that's what we established from the beginning. And everybody else has to be willing to accept that. So that's what we're talking about here today. Getting right into it. Again, today's topic is why every group must establish leaders. Point number one. Reason why is that so there's no one stepping out of line later on. Now, all of you, depending on your life experience, I figure if you're 21 or older, you've been in a group. Actually, we don't even have to go that far. If you're 16 or older, you've been part of a group where somebody wanted to step out of line of where they were supposed to be or where you saw them, or maybe where they saw themselves and they didn't like where they were seeing themselves. And they wanted to kind of jump to the front of the line, so to speak, in terms of having a say, in terms of getting their voice heard, in terms of everybody following what they wanted to do. And that caused a lot of dysfunction in the group. And it's not because you all weren't capable, not because the people in the group were stupid, it's because nobody had established what these lines are. These are the lines. This is the person in charge. This is what you're doing. This is what you're doing. It wasn't established. People had a conflict of interest, and then all hell broke loose. And maybe, again, there's someone listening to this today who's a part of a group that's exactly as I'm describing right now, and you understand you're nodding your head. You can't stop nodding your head. Your neck's going to be hurting at the end of this episode because everything I'm saying is going to be describing the exact situation that you're living in. I read the story about LeBron James. Everybody knows LeBron, right? When he came back to the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2014, after his 4 years of the Miami Heat, came back to rejoin his hometown, Cleveland Cavaliers. They said the first time LeBron walked into the locker room and all of his now teammates were sitting in the locker room, LeBron James just went right down the line. He went through the entire locker room, pointed to each player that was in there, because the whole team was in there before he walked in. And he told each one of those players what he expected their role to be on the team. This is what I need you to do. This is what you're expected to do. This is what I need you to do. This is why. And he went through the whole line and told everybody what their role was going to be on the team. Now, I'm not telling all of you that you need to walk into the office at work tomorrow and do this, or you need to walk into the locker room or call up all your friends in a group conversation or group call and tell everybody that they need to tell them exactly what you want them to do. You got to make sure you establish yourself as a leader, establish some clout, establish some credibility so that when, if and when you were to make such statements, people would actually listen to you and then actually do what you tell them to do. LeBron James has some clout. Now, he has some credibility. He had won a couple championships. He had took a team to the NBA Finals 4 years straight. So he has some credibility. If anybody had any, he had it. So everyone was willing to listen to him. And then they went and did what he told them to do because they all knew he was going to follow up on his end of the bargain. Whatever he needed to do as a leader, everyone understood that he was going to do it. And then he went out and did it. And the Cavaliers, he got one championship. They went to the finals another 4 years in a row. And he got a championship out of it because everybody followed what he told them to do. And he had made it clear from the very beginning. He understood this. I hadn't done this episode yet, so I know LeBron didn't hear it from the Work On Your Game podcast, but LeBron understood in his bones, he understood unconsciously that he had to make it clear what everyone's role was from the beginning. Maybe he learned that when he was down in Miami playing for the Heat. Maybe he noticed that that's what they did. So when he came back to Cleveland, he brought what he had learned, maybe if that's where he got it from. Maybe he got it from a book. Who knows where he got it from? But he did this. And this is what you need to do in any group you're involved in. Even if you're not the person in charge, you can tell the person in charge, whoever that is, or ask the person in charge, hey, how about we establish clear roles for everybody so that no one is stepping out of line later on down the line? Because this will happen if roles are not established and, on top of this, accepted. Point number two, today's topic is why every group must establish who's who and what's what. You must establish a pecking order for every group. Why you do this, point number two, is to settle any and all conflicts before they even happen. I read this book written by the RZA, who is a legendary hip-hop producer, also known as the head of the legendary hip-hop group known as the Wu-Tang Clan. And the RZA said, when he came up with the idea for the Wu-Tang Clan, he had already known all of these rappers. Now, he knew all these rappers who were all really good from all over his borough in New York, and he came up with this idea of putting them all together. Instead of everybody being a solo artist, how about we make it a group? And when he called everybody into the room and he proposed his idea to them, this is what he made sure he said as he's proposing his idea. He said, I am fully in charge. If you're going to accept what I'm proposing to you here today, you are accepting along with that, along with us becoming this group called the Wu-Tang and us making an album and us shopping our music and getting ourselves a record deal and making a business out of this music thing that we're all involved in. As part of you accepting this deal, you are also accepting that I am fully in charge. You're also accepting that I'm going to make every decision. You're also accepting that if you disagree with my decision, that's fine, but it's still going to be my decision because I'm the one in charge. He established that from the gate before the group even formed. He said, anyone who says yes to this, you are accepting this. And if you don't accept that, that's cool, but you got to leave. Okay, it's not 50-50. You need to take 100% of what I'm proposing to you right here. The reason why you establish a pecking order with a group is so these conflicts that will come up, because listen, human beings have conflicting interests. Not everybody's going to be thinking the same way at the same time all of the time. Sometimes someone's going to feel like they're being undervalued. Sometimes someone's going to feel like they're being overtaxed. They're being asked to do more than they really want to be doing. Sometimes there's going to be a decision made in a group that someone, at least one person in that group, it's not going to be too happy about. But as long as you've established the pecking order, this person's in charge, this person's making all the final decisions, nobody can bitch, moan, and complain about it because they agreed to it from the beginning. So you need to make sure there's clear communication from the beginning that settles all these conflicts before they even come up. Because these conflicts will still come up in people's minds. People will still think, man, I'm not getting enough of the pie here. I'm not getting enough credit here. I'm not getting the kind of opportunity that I want. But since they agreed to what they agreed to from the beginning, it's not even going to come out of their mouths. It's never even going to become an issue because they settled it in their own minds knowing, oh, you know what? I accepted this from the beginning. That's my role. I just got to play my position. Point number three, today's topic is why every group must establish leaders in anything that you're doing. It doesn't matter. It could be business. It can be sports. It can be any form of communication. Anything that a group of people are doing, two or more people, got to establish the pecking order. Number three, so no one can bitch or complain about their position later on down the line. It's kind of like what I just explained. You put nine people in a group, somebody's going to feel like they're not getting enough shine. They're not getting seen enough. They're not getting enough opportunity. People are not giving them enough credit about what they're doing. But if everybody knows and accepts and agrees to their role up front, then no bitch assness will be allowed. All right. Do I need to explain what I mean when I say bitch assness? Bitch assness is when someone is bitching or complaining or just not bringing the right type of energy. They're kind of moping around in their work simply because they don't feel like they're getting their just due. They're comparing what they're getting or what they're doing or how they're being perceived by the public, whoever the public happens to be. They're comparing their perception to everybody else's perception. Okay, I am being looked at as this level of person, but this other guy in the group, he's being looked at as 10 times higher than me, and I feel like I'm just as good as him, or I'm better than him, or I'm equal to her, or I work just as hard as she does. That's when the bitch assness comes in. The leader's job is to make sure that bitch assness does not fester and doesn't become a cancer, which can and will spread throughout a group if it is not addressed immediately. This is the reason why the pecking order must be established. This is the role that you have. This is the role that you need to play. Anybody who does not want to play their role, you got to step out right now. You got to leave right now. You got to walk away from this right now. And anyone who walks away is fine. They can walk away. It's still cool. You don't have a problem with them. It's not personal. You're not going to diss them on Instagram or nothing like that. But everybody has to know what their position is. Therefore, nobody's going to bitch. Nobody's going to complain. Nobody's going to say, I should have a better position, because they know what their role is. They know what was proposed to them, and they agreed to it up front. There will be no bitching asses. Now, point number four is a disclaimer. Today's topic, again, is why every group must establish pecking order. They must establish roles. They must establish leadership before the group begins doing any work. Here's a disclaimer. Anyone who cannot accept the person or the people who have been established as the leaders, you make it clear, okay, these are the people who are going to be the leaders in this group. This is the way that we're going to do things here in this group. These are the people who are going to make the final decisions. Anyone who cannot accept that the leader is the leader, and they cannot accept that this is the position that they have, those people must go ASAP. Now, sometimes, because this will happen, so I'm going to tell you what to do. Sometimes these people will self-select and say, you know what, I can't agree to those terms, so I'm not going to do this. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm going to start my own group. I'm going to form my own team. I'm going to start my own business. Sometimes you'll have people who do that. I say maybe 15 to 20% of the time, someone who does not agree is going to self-select and they're going to walk away. But the other 80 to 85% of the time, you know what happens? People agree, because human beings being social creatures, we don't want to be excluded from a group. We don't want to feel as if we're being excluded. So we'll agree, not me, but people will agree knowing that they're not completely content with what was proposed to them, but they're going to agree because they don't want to be left out. That pull of not being left out is stronger than the pull of not getting what they want. And then their dissent will start to fester. It'll become more and more obvious. It'll be some passive aggressive stuff, maybe moving to some direct aggressive stuff. And if the leader, who is probably going to be you, first of all, you will notice it. So I'm not even going to say if you don't notice it, because you notice it. You may be pretending not to notice it, but you notice it. If the leader does not address it and do something about it and get rid of the cancer immediately, then the whole group is going to fall apart. And it's not even the fault of the dissenter. See, when a group falls apart because of internal dissent, it's not the fault of the person who started the dissent. Is the fault of the person in charge who did not do something about it. Because again, I guarantee you will notice it. If you don't see it first, somebody's going to bring it to you and tell you what's going on. Someone will intimate to you what's going on, and or you will notice what's going on. All right, you're human. You have five senses. You have instincts. You will notice what's going on. The question is, are you going to do anything about what's going on? So a lot of leaders bury their heads in the sand, proverbially. They notice something. They feel it. The energy's there. Somebody may have even told you directly what's going on. But sometimes leaders bury their heads in the sands because they don't want to deal with the conflict. They don't want to deal with the conversation that they might need to have. They don't want to deal with the negative energy that might be stirred up or actually is already present. They don't want to come close to that negative energy. So they just let things go. They get passive. And then the whole group falls apart from within. And that's the fault of the leader. That's not the fault of the dissenter. And it doesn't matter whoever that dissenter is. And any of you who've been in these situations, you understand what I'm about to say right here. It does not matter the skill or talent level of the dissenter, because the more skilled or more talented the dissenter is in a group, the worse they will make it for everybody else. Now, if you have a dissenter on your team who is not really that good at what they do, they don't really bring that much to the table, they may not be that much of a problem because they don't have the ability to have much effect on the group. They're not looked up to by anybody in the group. They're like a peon as part of the group, for lack of a better term. That's escaping me right now. But a person who's really good, really talented, really skilled, maybe very experienced, maybe has a whole lot of credibility, a long resume behind their name. If that person's a dissenter and you don't do anything about it, that's going to cause all kinds of chaos. That will destroy your whole organization from within. Now, the bum who has a problem, you might be able to just work right over the top of them without even doing anything about them. But the really good person who has a problem, well, you better deal with that immediately because that cancer will spread and it will spread quickly. As far as I know, as of today, there's no cure for cancer. So you're going to have to just cut it off. They will sow dissension later and it will spread very quickly through everybody else simply because everyone knows their ability and they're going to listen to that person. They will be under that person's influence. Let's recap today's topic, which is why every group of two or more people must establish who is the leader, who is in what position, who is in charge of what, who makes what final decision, and everybody must know their role and their position in the pecking order. Why? Because if you've been in a car, even though it may have two or more seats, there is only one steering wheel. Point number one. The reason you establish these leadership positions is so there is no one stepping out of line later on. LeBron James made it clear what everybody's role would be on the Cleveland Cavaliers when he returned to the team. Everybody followed their role, did what he said do. They were willing to listen to him because of his credibility to that point, and they achieved. Point number two, to settle any and all conflicts before they even happen. When the RZA started the Wu-Tang Clan, he told everybody in the room, if you accept what I'm proposing to you, you're also accepting that I am 100% in charge. I will make all the final decisions. Does not matter if you disagree with them because I'm in charge. If you join this group, you are accepting that I'm in charge. Point number three. So no one can bitch or complain about their position later on down the line because people will bitch and complain in their minds about their position at all times. I don't care how big or small your group is. Everybody's going to bitch and complain about their position in their minds. Now, if that bitching and complaining becomes verbal, that's probably because nobody established what the roles were from the beginning. It is your job as a leader to make sure that bitch-assness does not come to the surface in your group. And point number four is a disclaimer. Anyone who cannot accept who the person who's in charge or the people who are in charge and or the role they have been given, they must go ASAP. And it is not their job to get them out of the group. It is your job as the leader to get their ass out of there because they will destroy your group from within. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. How would you like to be directly coached by me? I've opened up the enrollment for my game group where you will not only have monthly coaching calls live with me on video, you'll also get full access to my 12-module Bulletproof Mindset course, which has 90 plus lessons in it, my daily game emails to your inbox every morning, and much, much more. If you're interested in joining the game group and being coached directly by me, Dre All Day, go to DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. That's DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. You want that Bulletproof Mindset course, my daily game emails every day, and get coached directly, go to DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. Enrollment is limited. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.